Recently on Radio Prague, we reported on the Czechs as a nation of dog lovers. Ruth Franková reported about many people's affection for our four-legged friends. Well, this week in the Czech capital, many dog fans came into their own with the return of Czech Best Photo. That's Czech Dog Photo, which opened at Prague's Josef Sudek Chamber Gallery on Tuesday.
Vítejte.
The show, now in its fourth year, parodies the prestigious Czech press photography competition known as Czech Press Photo. Traditionally, it is put together by respected dog photographer Antonín Malý and not surprisingly features images of dogs. That's right, dogs in all kinds of situations.
Myself, I might know that I'm gray. Two of the cows calling them canine. But they tell me, hey man, start up the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
At the opening, I caught up with the head of the Josef Sudek Chamber Gallery, Daniela Mraskova.
We have the fourth year Czech Fest Photo, Czech Dog Photo exhibition, and it's a very popular exhibition. Curator of the exhibition is a well-known photographer, Antonín Malý, who began to work as an advertisement photographer and landscape photographer, but he bought his dogs, and he began to be dog photographer. So he is inviting every year his friends photographing dogs, and visitors are very happy. They are asking from the beginning of every June, when is the exhibition? I think that every Czech really loves dogs. And I think it's not only Czech speciality. I think it's international.
Antonín Malý is famous for his images of dogs, including his own, Misha and Cecilia, the first a French Mastiff, the second an American Bulldog. At times, his pictures capture both in action, flying through the air, maws wide, jowls flapping. Antonín Malý.
Most of the dogs featured in the show are the most horrible-looking ones, including mine. Misha and Cecilia are really quite silly sometimes. Cecilia's really fat, and when you see her sitting back on the couch with her belly, well, it's kind of pathetic. I guess that I choose dogs which visually have a bit more personality, flat-snout dogs with lots of skin or overhanging flaps, who look like they just got punched in the nose, are good for this kind of thing. The pictures are supposed to be funny, so the dogs have to have some kind of expression.
And the photographer admits that dogs weren't his first professional interest, but have become so since.
It's true that we always had dogs around the house, and I did take some reportage shots, but increasingly dog photography became my main focus. Simply put, there are some situations that ask to be shot.
Many of the photographer's earlier shots were done in black and white and then hand-painted. Later, Mr. Malý moved to digital photography. Regarding digital, he says he certainly doesn't shy away from new technology. One of Malý's more famous images is a digital collage, Czech Pestek, parodying a now infamous clash between Czech youth and riot police. Daniela Mraskova again.
I love very much his collage, digital collage, called Czech Pestek. Some years ago in this country, we had Czech Tech, which was musical festival in open air, and they were young people fighting against police, and it was really event. And just after Antonín Malý brought to the gallery marvelous collage Czech Pestek, and we gave this collage as a gift to our politicians, and we were very surprised. They were very pleased. They were smiling. And then we saw Czech Pestek in their offices.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Daniela Maraskova's own dog, Bara, has also been photographed by Mali, which she makes clear was a real privilege. She has had the opportunity to see the photographer in action and says while some might think photographing animals isn't all that difficult, the opposite is true.
I don't think that it's very easy, because you must know how to approach the animal. Antonin Mali, he has special gift. For instance, my own dog, Boxer, Lady Boxer, Bara, she's so happy when she sees him. She's more happy than she sees me. So there must be something in the photographer.
Cacivy, myslím si, že asi by sbíral ceny ještě dál, kdyby mírně nepajdal.
Samozřejmě každý pes je jiný, když je...
All dogs are different, even if they're the same breed. Each has a different personality, different intelligence. So yes, you can say that they're unique and have something like a soul.
Jak tohle, tak tu duši samozřejmě mít musí.
For his part, the photographer says he is happy to work with all kinds of different breeds in all kinds of situations. For Czech Pest Photo, he even sought out the Czech Guide Dog School, famous for training guide dogs. He shot numerous portraits of the animals for charity. The center's head, Hanna Jasenovcová, along with two of the center's guide dogs in training, also attended the show.
Má veliké srdce pro psy, ale taky i pro lidi, tak si nás prostě našel a nabídl nám spolupráci.
Antonín Mali has a big heart and a love for dogs, but also people, and he sought us out and offered to take some pictures for us, portraits of our dogs, including two I have here with me, Urika and Darinka. He offered these photos for auction to raise money for us in September and has agreed to work on our calendar for next year. So we look forward to cooperating with him.
Kalendáře na příští rok, takže ta spolupráce je hlavně před námi.
Naši psi mají cacivy, i když chyby na chyby, a nás prosté nečnosti nikdy nikdo nepoctí.
Not all people appreciate dog photography, but most visitors will find something fun in Czech Best Photo. Besides work by Antonín Mali, the show also features the work of famous 20th century photographers like Václav Chochola or the more recent Jan Saudek. Czech Pest Photo continues at the Josef Sudek Chamber Gallery through July and August.
Jsem blbej pes a hlídám svoji boudu, srdce tam nepustím nějakýho joudu.